Welcome back to Three Girls, One Mic. I'm Angela.
I'm Camilla.
I'm Amanda.
And today, things are getting a little hot in here because we are talking about spicing things up.
Ooh. So, Amanda, what do you do when things are getting a little boring in the bathroom?
In the bathroom.
When things are getting boring in the bedroom, we might take it to the bathroom.
Good point.
I don't know. We just try, like, what really works for me is having sex outside of the bedroom. Because I feel like, well, I already said this before. Like, I like having sex places I'm not supposed to be having sex. So, like
outside?
Like the bathrooms. Feeling of getting caught?
Or, like, we don't really, have sex, you know what I mean? Because I am kind of a little scary, too, about somebody walking in. But, like, it makes you, like, more horny. So, when you get back home, like, you're already ready to do it. Like, even just doing it in a different part of the house. Like, we did it in his little brother's room the other day.
And messed up.
That is so
watch out for your room, Angela.
And then we did it in the garage, and it was just like, because lately I haven't been getting horny, and when he took me into his mom's garage and everybody was upstairs, and we did it.
And you
it
got like, horny.
Yeah, so I think for me, like, definitely, at least even like making out in public gets me more ready to. Yeah.
That makes sense because when you go away, it's not so far. We're going out to Atlantic City or something, and we stay in hotel rooms. Like, you always have sex when you stay in the hotel room.
Like, you sex have to have is sex. The best sex. Like,
yes, and it's funny because we every time we're in a hotel room, we always have sex in the bathroom, and I think we did it in our house once or twice, but, like, every time we're in a hotel room, it happens in the bathroom.
Yeah.
In the bathroom?
No, but in your own house, you're like, I'm taking a shower, you know, get out of here. Like,
and then, like, I don't know, like, the shower at his house isn't that big, so, like, it's really uncomfortable.
I think hotel bathrooms are really disgusting.
Oh, but we're not sitting, we're just standing up.
Yeah.
We're not really sitting on that bathtub. Hell
no. I wasn't even picturing that.
You're standing up. Nasty. It's just your feet touching the floor. You're fine.
I won't even
hands
take
on the
a
wall.
Shower.
You know, did you guys ever been to a motel in Brazil?
No.
Oh, girls. You guys are missing out. Because motels there are for sex only. So when you walk in, you know, like, it's every car. It's like the apartment's on top of the garage, so nobody sees you. There's sex, like, chairs that you can make a bunch of poses in there. There's strip poles. The bed goes around.
Girl,
there's
what
lights.
We need to take a trip to Brazil.
I know. I'm gonna take your boyfriend to Brazil. But, yeah, it's just so uncomfortable to have sex other places in the house. I'm like, I'm too lazy. Just take it to the bedroom.
It is so much easier.
But if you start somewhere else and then go to the bedroom,
that's
I think
true.
That's better. Because I think in the bedroom, what makes it get boring is, like, the pressure of, like, having to have sex. Like, you're laying down, he starts kissing on you, and you already know it's gonna... You know what I mean?
That's
like,
true.
So it's like you have
it's
to...
It's too programmed already. Like,
yeah,
you lay in
exactly.
bed and kissing, of course you're gonna have sex. If you're somewhere else, it kind of just happens.
I think another tip that I could give that really works for me is, like, if we're going somewhere and then going back home and I want to have sex, I'll, like, give him a blowjob while he's driving.
That's so unsafe.
I think about that all the time, too. That's very unsafe.
Well, I can't do it now being pregnant. It's uncomfortable.
I'm talking about
it. I can't bend that far, babe.
But, like, I mean, it's not... It is unsafe for him because he's driving and getting a blowjob.
It's
and,
unsafe
like,
for you.
And it's unsafe for me if he steps on his brakes. You know what I mean? But, like, we drive slow when that starts happening.
And that's not on a parkway kind of thing. That's like when you're
no,
doing,
that's
like, 15
like on,
miles an
yeah.
hour.
Yeah. Okay. Like, 15 like, minutes from home.
Yeah, I've never done that. Have I?
No, I haven't done that.
It's a little weird at first, but...
I'll give it a try for you.
And giving head gets me horny, too, so...
Yeah. Oh, no, he drives a stick, so how am I...
Oh, you're going to be in the way.
Yeah,
you're
going to be like, get out of here.
Get the fuck out of here, you're trying to die.
Oh, hell no, there's no way he's coming on the Porsche. He's going to be like, nope, thank you.
Which, that's the point. You don't want him to come when you're giving him a blowjob in the car.
It's just to get home.
Yeah, you want him to be horny, so when he's home, when you get home, it's like,
you're
rip
just
your clothes off type sex.
Okay. What about dressing up? Did you guys ever dress up?
Amanda loves dressing up. Amanda loves lingerie.
Oh, I like lingerie.
Lingerie.
Stuff like that.
Yeah.
I remember for his birthday, it was the first time I tried lingerie. And I was so scared because I'm like, first, I didn't know what kind to buy. Like, mm-hmm. I started trying on those whole, like, one-piece ones, but that wasn't good for my body type. I like the
brows. It is so funny looking. I felt like when I had one of those and I felt like so a little, weird. Like, a fish is stuck in a fish and I'm like, no, 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 no.
But I think it's so pretty for some people, like, the corset ones. Mm-hmm. But you just have to have the right body type. I don't think mine was, or be tall. I'm, like, really short. I'm
yeah.
Like 5 feet. So I put on the bra with, like, a thong and the, what's it called? That goes on your stomach.
Oh, that holds the stockings?
Yeah. What is that called?
I forgot. I don't know the name in English.
Garter
belt.
Yes.
That's exactly what it is. So I found this cute one. Like, I was in Victoria's Secret for, like, an hour. Like, the lady was just giving me everything to try on and, like, rule number one, if it's not your wedding, don't get white lingerie. Like, I picked up a cute white one. She was like, no, that's going to scare him away. He's going to think you're trying to get married.
Oh, really?
I wouldn't think that.
Really?
I love white.
I don't have
the lingerie, like, underwear and the bra. I have those kind of, like, the little dresses and with the underwear.
I have baby doll dresses are cute. And it's white. And I don't think that would...
But I know what one piece you're talking about. It's different than, like, a bra. I don't know.
Yeah. But, yeah, mine is all, like, sleeping stuff. So, but he knows, like, I normally sleep, like, with cotton ones. Mm-hmm. So, if I put, like, the see-through ones, like, he goes, like,
You're trying to...
Yeah, he already knows. And that gets him excited. But I have the fishnet, like, the bodysuit that's mm-hmm. a whole fishnet. And I love it. I think it's so sexy. But it's too much, you know? Mm-hmm. So I asked him once, like, oh, what do you think about this? I didn't tell him I had it. He's like, oh, hell no. It looks like a stripper.
So I'm like, so you never put it on.
So thank God I didn't
but
put it on.
But you know what's so funny? Because I was just gonna say, like, when I put it on for my boyfriend and I came out and, like, I did a whole, like, we went out to dinner and mm-hmm. I was like, took him, I got a hotel for his room for his birthday. So I told him, okay, lay on the bed and I'll be right back. I went to the bathroom and, like, mind you, I had everything on because I couldn't put that garter belt on by myself for life. So, like, Angela
so
had
you
it,
already
like,
had it all
yeah,
set up
I had it all under my clothes. So I just went to the bathroom, took my clothes off, and, like, stepped out the bathroom all sexy. And he's like, and the first thing he said was, like, when he, like, threw me on the bed and everything, he got really excited. First thing he said was, you look like a stripper, but in a good way, like...
Oh, okay.
I guess he's
a stripper. You look like a stripper in a good way.
But I don't know. I feel like, you know, when I dress up with from, like, white guys, they don't know how to act. When I dressed... First time I put, like, it was just a bra and underwear, but it was, like, hot pink and it has crystals all over it.
Oh, okay.
And I come out of the bathroom, he was just like... This was expensive. Like, say something. He didn't even say anything.
He didn't say anything.
No. And then for my ex, even if I put, like, a different sleeping, you know, thing.
He wouldn't get it.
He wouldn't get it. He was just like.
He was like, oh, no. This bitch wants to look cute for bed tonight.
I would.
Yeah. And then I know one friend of mine that she went on a trip with this guy. And she said, like, she dressed up in her cute silk sleeping wear. I don't know what's mm-hmm. it called. And then she said that he turned around. He cuddled her. And he goes, it's silk. And that was
it.
That was it.
And so that didn't even happen.
I would have been so sad.
Like, I was wearing silk.
Girl, I could put on some horrible. Silk shorts just because they're comfortable. Like, I have these pink silk shorts mm-hmm. that are just comfortable to sleep in. And he'll get all excited, like,
it's silk, you know?
Right.
That
so,
is horrible.
I guess
so, yeah,
it
I have
varies.
Those. Yes. And I think I, talking about dressing up, I had this bunch of lingerie that I saved for my honeymoon, right? And one of them is this gown, like, it goes down to the feet and it's white, and then the, like, where your boobs are, it's silk, and then the whole stomach it's see-through and it goes really low. It's the most gorgeous thing. It was like $300.
My mom loves
that
lingerie.
It's like
really
I look
that
like a
beautiful.
princess. I got sunburned the first day and I literally put it on and I couldn't take it. I couldn't wear none of my lingerie because I was had sunburn.
Oh,
I had to sleep
that
naked.
Sucks. Next time, go somewhere
I know,
cold.
And it's so nice.
But sleeping naked works too. So,
yeah.
If you don't like lingerie,
that's
wear
true.
Nothing at all.
Being naked is always sexy.
Yes.
What do you do, Angela?
Did you ever dress up in a costume?
Hell no.
I always wanted to try that. I actually might buy, like, a little schoolgirl costume because he likes when he's like, he told me to wear glasses one day because I look like a teacher. I might try to do that.
Yeah.
He's very into stuff like that. Like, I think he's very into, maybe he's into porn a lot. And
I was just about to say that.
Into, like,
yeah,
I'm going to try some stuff. Like, not like furry stuff, like put like a head on me, like, you know what I mean? But like,
I'll do that. I was so put a hat and come out with my lingerie and be like,
I think so, like.
Well, no, there's people who are really into it.
Well, so. Yeah, for the people who are into furries, but I don't think.
And I don't think you would ever know.
I mean, I never wear a costume for Halloween. We always get so fucked up, and we're normally out of town and we get a hotel room, so we always just get in the mood of the characters. Mm-hmm. Like last year I was Storm and he was Batman. So it was kind of funny because we're like both superheroes, you know, and we kept trying to pretend like we were fighting.
Yeah.
You guys are a hot mess.
But we were so drunk,
so you guys were like role playing.
Yeah, like in the costume. That's funny. When I was Harley and he was the Joker, that was pretty cool. And my outfits, like, it's all, you dress up all sexy and mm-hmm. all the guys are looking at you. So it's, as soon as you get home, it's happening. It's Halloween.
But that's another way to spice things up. Do you guys role play?
No, I haven't.
Other than Camilla, your one time
I
have a friend who said that her and her boyfriend used to, like, to play, like, vampire. Like, they used to, like, be vampires and, like, bite each other. And I never tried that. Cool. But I always wanted to try something like that.
We should do it. Do it and talk about it.
It should be a social experiment.
Social experiment.
For real.
All right. I think, but relationships is not just about sex. Sometimes sex is just fine. And you feel like you need to spice it up. Your friendship.
Yeah, you just get stuck in your everyday routine mm-hmm. and just coming home, working, and things like that. And sometimes you don't realize it, but it's been a while since you've guys been on a date, like out to eat, just the two of you, or maybe to a movie, or just like even something as simple as just like walking like a boardwalk or in a park or something.
Yeah.
I think those are like ways to, you know, spice it up.
Just when we go out for dinners or dates, we have it's not a rule, but we never on our phones. Unless we want to take a picture or post something real quick or show something to each other. But especially when it's just two of us, we try not to be on the phone so we can actually have a conversation and just not be on the phone.
And I think that's so important. That's very important. Because if you go on a date and you guys are just on your phones, like, which a lot of people do nowadays, not even on purpose. Like, I know. Just a habit.
Also, do things that you don't want. You don't like, but the other person likes, and it's kind of like I'm not pretending to like something, but you know, I go to car races and car shows, and it's exhausting. We live here normally like 6-7 in the morning. It doesn't end until 5 in the afternoon. It's not my favorite thing to do, but I would just
he likes it,
and I go, and I just kind of like I ask about it, and like because if I'm just there and I don't want to learn, because if you learn a little bit about it, you're gonna start getting interested, you know. So, of course, I have another friend that goes with his girlfriend, so I always text her, like, please come so we can chat a little bit. Sometimes we'll leave them there and we'll go shopping and we'll come back. But he does the same thing, too, like, even about school and stuff. Or sometimes just sits there and pretend like you're listening, you know?
Yeah.
At least just act like you care.
Even, mm-hmm. I know that when me and my boyfriend used to go on dates a lot, our relationship used to be, like, a lot less stressful, a lot less arguments. And then, like, I know, like, money got hard for us, so, like, we stopped going on those dates. And mm-hmm. then, like, for a moment, like, for a little while, it was really, really bad. Until, like, we started doing things, like, just, like, walking. Like, one day
we went to... Well, summer is easier to do stuff without spending money, so...
That's what I was gonna say. Like, summer came, and I'm pregnant, so we walked on the boardwalk, and, mm-hmm. like, it was actually, like... really, like, it really did spice it up. Like, it changed things, because your relationship can get boring, and that's mm-hmm. normal.
And you would going think out. That something like taking a walk, like, on a park or a boardwalk, if you're lucky enough to live by a beach, could be, like, so boring, but that can actually really, like, spice things up, and it's, like, it's a different intimate connection that you get with someone, because you guys actually are talking.
Yep, exactly.
Or even if you're not talking, you're just sitting there next to each other, it's just, like, a moment, it's, you know, different. Together. It's something that you would remember.
Even, like, let's say you don't have money to go out and go to a nice dinner or to the movies or something, and you probably, and it's winter time, so you can't go out walking. Like, you can even do things in the house. Like, when your boyfriend or girlfriend, like, comes home from work, like, you can have, like, a nice little surprise dinner set up. Yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. Have some food. Wine. What do they say? Like, food is the way to a man's heart. So it's like, a way for my
heart, sure. Right. Feed me and tell me I'm pretty. And for guys, too. Like, if your woman cooks for you every single day, come home a little earlier before she comes home and have dinner cooked, or like wash dishes or do the laundry. Pick food out if
you don't want to cook. Or even like just coming home with a movie, like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Stuff that flowers.
Oh, I think it's the cutest. You ever seen those on Instagram, like with the guy leaves like an outfit and then like tells like we're going out at this time. Be ready. I have a friend that her boyfriend actually did left her like a note with $100. It was like, we ran out of dog food and this, and like, treat yourself with the change. So it was like, mm-hmm. you know, it was kind of cute because he was like telling her to grab stuff. But I don't know. It doesn't have to be like about money either. You know, just like a bottle of wine, or like you guys said, just pick out something. And just like a 7-Eleven flower out of nowhere. Exactly. You know,
little things. Like, and things like, I don't know, I'm really cheesy. So like, it just popped in my mind, like, if I came home and, like, there was, like, a little scavenger hunt set up for me, like, you know what I mean, to find him or something, like,
oh, no, because I've seen one on Facebook that this couple did. Mm-hmm. Did you see that one?
No.
The guy put paddles in the bed, making, like, the way, and a little, like, treasure hunt mm-hmm. with notes along the way, and he led her to the dish, like, to the sink full of dishes. This girl was so mad. Don't lead me to a sink full of dishes, but...
I would have left. That would be so cute. Oh, but it was kind of funny. If you have a tub, you can have the water, like, set up the a nice hot bath.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Now, me and my husband, we're planning on sleeping on the beach one of these days. Now that's warm out, just go and sleep there. I don't know if we're going to be able to do it, but...
Can you even do that?
Not really, but that's the whole point.
Somebody would probably come and, like, tell you guys to leave.
Not, I don't know if what if they don't see us.
Yeah.
When, you're not when gonna, I was underage, I was always drinking and smoking by the beach, and nobody ever caught
that's
me.
That's very true. You're just, it's going to be you, her, and Dre. Who is going to find them?
And cops even if only they come down
to the beach when they see a group of teenagers.
Yeah, and even if they do come, they're just going to ask us to leave. So.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh.
That sounds cute. The last time I slept on the beach, I was drunk. That's a little uncomfortable, though. And I passed out on the beach. We were going to go skinny dipping, and I'm like, okay, give me a minute. I started taking off my clothes, and girl, I took like 5 tequila shots back to back, and I think that was like...
That's it.
And I literally passed out on the beach.
That's horrible. I never slept on the beach, but I wouldn't want to sleep on the beach.
Just bring like matches and stuff.
Sand. And wind.
I know, stop. It changed my mind.
I didn't want to ruin your romantic night, no, but that I'm just saying.
Maybe we should just take a picnic and come back home.
I always wanted to have a picnic.
I know. You know, it's funny because me and my ex best friend, we used to have picnics all the time. We literally mm-hmm. pack food and we eat, and we just go to, what's it called? The naked beach.
Sandy Hook.
And just go, like, and walk really far from everybody, and then just set up, like, a little tent with sheets and literally have a picnic.
That's and stay cute. There
all day and smoke and eat all day.
And you brought that up, spicing relationships up doesn't only have to be for, like, a significant other.
Yeah, sometimes you lose touch with your friends.
Yeah, and that would be, like... You know, sometimes if you're feeling like you're neglecting your friend, you can always invite them.
Yeah, you just got in a new relationship.
Set up like a little something for you guys to do. Like,
yes, I agree.
That is very true.
Because we always focus on our boyfriends and like.
Sometimes, especially when you have a new boyfriend, you can easily forget your friends because everything is so new and exciting. You want to spend all your time with this one person.
That is true.
So you neglect your friends.
Okay, guys, it's only Wednesday. We have, like, half of the week ahead of us. So
we're going to... at least I'm going to try to spice things up a little bit with some, you know... Try these things out that we're talking about.
Yes.
And I think you guys should, too, and let us know if they work out, if they don't.
So let's make this assignment for next week. Let's try to is spice things up with someone, or like a family member, a boyfriend, husband, a friend, your dog.
Your dogs
who want to go for walks too, you know?
And that's very true.
We go back in the topic next week.
Yes, because there's still so much that we haven't talked about either. There's plenty of other ways of spicing up relationships, whether it be in the bedroom or out of the bedroom.
Yeah, we could talk about it for like a whole hour. Especially in the bedroom. There's a lot of things.
We haven't even talked about trying new positions.
Right. Oh.
That is like the main way of spicing things up.
Hold your tongue, girl.
Things get real basic in the bedroom.
That's true.
So
we'll be talking about it again.
Definitely. Why don't we do this? Like Camilla said, assignment. Everybody, try something new.
Go take somebody out. Spice things up.
Try a new position. Put on a furry face. And
get some new lingerie.
See how it works out for us.
All right. I'll keep you guys posted on it.
Thanks for listening, guys. Follow us on Twitter, on Instagram. Subscribe to our podcast on iTunes. And communicate with us. Let us know what you think. Let us know what you want to hear. Let us know how we could get better. I don't know.
We would love to hear your guys' thoughts.
Yes.
All right, guys. Good night.
Manny.